Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I did think it was funny between the break, Dustin. You're telling me about the prices for bowling, and I was telling you that the sport has just completely changed.
It's not what
I grew up with.
It's crazy. We went, like, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, and it was four of us, my kids, and it was like a couple $100.
It's insane.
With the shoe rental and in, like, I think we played two games or three games maybe.
Yeah, and you know what's odd about it is that it's almost turning into a rich man sport, which is, I mean, the opposite of what the sport has inherently ever been, like literally ever in life. You know, like usually when I tell people I bowled and I grew up in bowling alleys, it always came with a sense of like, oh,
it's like a
not a sense of like
serious blue collar sport.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's like it's like me. It's Ken and I's bonding point in life. We both grew up in bowling alleys. That's what it is. And if I told people I grew up playing golf, which I didn't, you'd be like, oh, well, nose up in the air, actually, right? I tell people I grew up bowling.
Yeah, bowling's not a country club sport.
Not at all. But I feel like with the way the rates are these days, and I feel like I have to like account for it. Like I'm the USBC or something. I have to account for the rise in bowling prices because everyone tells me how expensive it's gotten. I just don't bowl anymore is all it is. So I'd have no idea. But I it's different. If you, I met golfers that are this way too, where you grow up and you are, if you are something of a talent, you find ways around it all and you end up in a situation, like growing up, for instance, I didn't pay for much bowling growing up because there was a lot of people that would just foster my, my bowling abilities basically is what it is. And you just hang out enough and enough people be it just, yeah, we'll turn on the lanes for you. I went every day for 7 years. And, handful of times I actually paid for bowling, right? Like that's just how that works. I imagine it's very similar in the golf world too. Like there's certain stories about different young phenoms that end up at country clubs when their parents have $0 to their name. There's also the stories of like Tony Finau, who used to have to hit into a mattress in his parents' garage. He became one of the greatest golfers of the previous decade. And he grew up in a little tiny place in Utah, and he would just hit into mattresses all day, every day. Like, it's weird how it works, but you know this. I mean, it's different with football because football isn't like inherently just you're on a field. It is what it is. But you know that. You have enough of a talent, people want to foster that. And they'll go out of their way to do so. Like, I'm sure you got free coaching when it came to track and field or stuff like that, or football, stuff like that that just kept popping up because people knew that you could jump through the roof and you had abilities that other people just didn't have. It's a thing. It's a real thing. But yeah, it's embarrassing. Embarrassing for bowling how expensive it is these days.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much it was when we went. But I just found out that for like the summer, they've got this deal where it's like, it sounds too good to be true. It's like $50 and you can go pretty much like unlimited.
Well, that sounds great.
But you can only play two games.
Okay, two games a day, $50. Yeah, I mean, you got to do it.
It's stealing.
Yeah, I battle with this a lot. I don't know what to do with my daughter. Because if I get her into bowling, it's the best shot she's got to having a scholarship and like actually being good at something. I want her to be a golfer, but let's be honest about it. That's not in the genes. I love golf, but that's not in the genes. The genes are bowling, right? And so if I got her into it, I mean, I'm going to be around a bowling alley like all the time again. You know what I mean? And I'm going to have to, and I like bowling alleys, but I'll have to be around bowling alleys all the time again. But I don't know if I want to pay they charge by the lane these days. It's like $25 an hour or something.
It's a lot,
insane.
Dude. It's a lot.
Like, how expensive is it going to be to have my kid be a good bowler? It was never hockey. It was bowling. It was simple.
You know what else, too? I feel like when I was a kid and went to the bowling alley, they had way more of a selection of like the balls to pick from to use.
Oh, yeah? Is it not as much now?
I don't know. Like the alley that I went to, it was, I don't know. It was very difficult to find one that was suited for me.
You ever have a...
by the way, what poundage do you use?
I was 15. Which one are you using?
Anything that I can get my hands on.
Oh, really? Just whichever fits in there?
Yeah. Okay. Do you put your fingers in the holes?
Yeah, I do it. I do it traditional. Yeah, thank you.
You do?
Yeah. I avoided jokes we could have made there. It's growth in life.
I mean, like my brother Bulls, he just puts it in his hand and just spins it.
Yeah.
People
do that, especially if you're... All right, let's get to the nits and grits of bowling before we get to a Donovan Mitchell conversation
Nits and grits.
You're playing with a plastic ball is what you're playing with. When you go and you do house bowling like you're talking about right here, you're playing with their equipment. It's all plastic balls. So it's the ball's not naturally supposed to hook at all. So the only way to actually get it to move is to do what your brother's basically
doing. English.
English is pool, but yes, essentially.
English is what?
English is pool. You put English on a pool ball. You don't put English on a bowling ball. You put English on a... If you're playing pool, you put English on it.
To make it spin?
It's a terminology thing. So I don't want to split hairs on
I've heard English all the time in bowling. No?
No, not a thing. No. You put English on a pool ball. If you're playing pool, you put English on it.
I understand that, Jonathan, but...
Bowling, there's no... It's not a terminology for it. Okay. It's hooking. That's all it is. It's about a hook.
It's a hook?
It's a hook. Heard John Fanta, by the way, on the call on Fox... Doing the PBA Cheetah Open.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
He's doing like 3 straight days. I think he's like at the World Series of Bowling. John Fan is on the lead guy.
I did a couple of games, college games, with this announcer that did a lot of the PBA stuff.
Was it Rob Stone?
No. It was Dave. Oh, what's his name? Golly. Starts with them. You don't know? You're a bowling guy.
I got nothing. I've only recently got back into the PBA tour. Now I'm in the Rob Stone, John Fanta era is what I'm in. It's a different world out there.
Dave Lamont.
Oh, okay. All right. I have heard of Dave Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you if he's good or not, but I have heard of him.
He was the lead play-by-play announcer for the PBA events on ESPN. So, you know, I'm just saying.
That was many years ago. We're on Fox now. I say we as if I'm a part of it. Dale, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. So to go along with your bowling comment, I think it's harder to actually find a house that re-oils, like an actual new shot out there, instead of just having like the birthday party push down.
Yep.
Or just the open bowling push down,
which actually would help hooking a plastic ball.
Not really, because then you have all the oil at the end of the lane. The plastic's not going to want to hook.
No, but if there's no oil on the lane, the plastic's going to hook. The fronts will be all burned up. You can hook a ball.
That's fair.
Oh, Dale, all right. All right. Hold on. All right. Keith is destroyed by an interesting bowling conversation. That's all.
I mean, this is really nits and grits bowling.
Well, I mean, yeah, for Dale, because Dale wanted to.
I mean, we're going to get like cause accidents.
Dale wanted to tell me about how bowling operates, and I wasn't going to allow that, and I was going to do it in a nice term. He well actuated me on what goes on in a bowling alley. That's not okay in my world. So, yeah, I had to go and spend the 30 seconds to go ahead and correct him on that. And I did it in a nice manner, too. I wasn't cutthroat about it. I wasn't mean like I'm being right now.
To put that in your show open.
You know what I hate, though? So bowling's a good reminder to me sometimes. That like, I'll go on like golf TikTok all the time, right? And I'll try to learn how to like some stupid little golf technique. And there'll be 12 million people in the comments well actually in the hell out of like golf professionals and everything about what in the hell to do and what not to do. And I'll be like, oh man, maybe these guys are right. They talk with such authority on it. Maybe they're right. They're not right. I go to these bowling TikToks and half these guys are idiots. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Oh. I one time thought about making like a YouTube video where I just get angry and yell about bowling and see if I could yell about Jason Belmonte enough to go ahead and get some traction. Well, can I take a Pete Weber call, or are we moving on?
Oh, we can take a Pete Weber call.
Can I take a Pete Weber call?
I mean, he put him up. Ken Carpenter would take a Pete Weber call.
Donovan Mitchell thing, so we've been teasing it for 40 minutes.
Nope. We'll get to Donovan when we get to Donovan. Someone wants to talk about the GOAT of bowling, and you want to go ahead and say no to that. And you better believe I got like 75 Pete Weber stories. Hunter, you're up next in the fan. What's up, Hunter?
Who do you think you are?
I am! Yeah. It never gets old. It never gets old.
Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Hey, man, okay, bowling's an underrated sport. You know, you look back to John Candy and Uncle Buck, you know, the greatest to ever do it, and you look no further. Yeah, he bowls, I bowl.
All right, thank you, Hunter. I mean, you ever hit a golf shot and say, who do you think you are? I am. It's one of the great pleasures in life.
I've heard him interviewed about that, and he just said he had something in mind he wanted to say. He was so mad there was a kid or something was heckling him.
Yeah.
You know the story, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he was bowling for a major.
Obviously.
And he got mad at one of the, but he got mad at people all the time. That was just kind of his deal.
But he said
he tried to make bowling into wrestling, and he was a very he was obnoxious when it came to that stuff. He's a fantastic person, though.
But he said he didn't mean to say that. He just was trying to say something. He was so angry, and that just came out.
Yeah. No, so my fun Pete Weber story is I used to actually bowl a league with Pete Weber, and I went to school with his daughter. It's wild. You know what wild bowling is? Is that I legitimately got to bowl in a league with Pete Weber where I'd go head-to-head with Pete Weber. That doesn't happen in other sports. There's no random.
You're the Shipley kid.
Yeah, like that's what that is, though. Isn't that wild? There's no like going up to the YMCA and being like, oh, I guess I'm in a weekly game with LeBron. Like, it doesn't work that way. That's a beautiful thing about bowling. Could you imagine at your club tonight showing up and you're like, oh, there's Sinner just out there hitting shots and he's playing against Joe Schmo. And guess what? Because I'm playing tonight, I'm going to go ahead and go in a match against him. That's wild.
That would be wild.
I think it's wild.
How'd you do against him?
I actually beat him in one series. We went head-to-head with each other. I actually did beat him, but he won a large percentage of it. He's really good. He was
clearly the guy was one of the.
I had to shoot 780 to beat him, which is not easy task. Let's put it that way.
What's that mean? How many games?
That means I averaged 260 over three games. And that's the only way I was able to beat him.
You beat Pete Weber.
Yeah, for one week I beat Pete Weber.
I don't care. You beat him in something.
Yeah. But isn't that, I just think the whole bit behind it is wild. That you can play one of the, if not the greatest of all time. You just get to go ahead and play against him.
But you beat him.
Yes, once. But I had to average 260 to beat him.
Okay. But like that, if somebody beat Michael Jordan in basketball one time, you'd be like, wow.
I don't act like I suck at this.
I mean, I don't know.
I just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that should be like in your Twitter profile. I once beat P. Weber in bowling.
Maybe it will be.
Why would you not have that in
there? Maybe it will be now. I never thought about it. We put that life behind us.
No, we don't.
We put that life behind us.
No.
We don't care about that life
anymore.
No,
we do.
Unless for the 15 minutes I can talk about that instead of Donovan Mitchell. We don't care about that life
anymore. No, beep out that life.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like, you hyping me up, though. I like this.
Do Dude, Keith, if you beat one of the greatest...
It would be all over my social media.
Like, no one would.
How the hell
no
do you not brag about that? How's that never no come up before?
No, it, and you guys would not...
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. I'm absolutely stunned by this.
Act like you've been there before. You guys act like I played at the Little Sisters of the
Poor. Nobody else has been there before, Jonathan.
I went to a school that wins national titles in this. It's not like I went to a tiny little school.
Again...
But you're not around those people anymore.
But you're not the most humble guy in the world. We know that about you. So why don't we
have to completely agree across the room on that equation?
I was just thinking, this is the most humble. This is the most humble I've ever seen you ever.
Yeah, you're not the most humble guy. That's something you can brag about.
I know with certainty I've told this story on the air before.
Okay, maybe you have. I haven't heard it. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I like that you
think actually stunned right now.
I've been telling you guys for years. I've been telling you. No, I swear my life. I don't know how to prove it to you. I can find a score. I can probably find a... I'll text some people. We'll see if I can find a score sheet from the week that I beat them.
That should be your header on Twitter.
I had a photo of it a million years ago because I did think it was cool. But again, I bowled them every week. I bowled them every week.
You did think it was cool? It's still cool.
No, but it's not... The difference is that... I have so many friends that are actually legitimately friends with Pete Weber. Like, you see my Facebook feed. It's constantly like hanging out with Pete this weekend and doing all these things. Like, so you just become, it just becomes numb because everyone's got the same story.
So you think your friends who are in the bowling community would make fun of you?
It's not that. It's, yeah, they might actually. But
have they beat Pete Weber?
Yeah. A lot of the people that I'm referencing in this, they've all had days where they beat Pete Weber. Yes. It does happen. It's a thing. But it's like in the radio. It's like in radio, right? Like If you're around a group of people that aren't in the radio, they think it's cool. But if I'm hanging out with you, Nick Wilson, Keith, and Kayla, it's like, oh yeah, oh, we're all in radio. Okay, sweet. You know, like it's not the same thing.
Yeah, but nobody here is in that community.
I know, I'm not in that community either anymore.
Like you thought it was cool that I was ranked really high coming out of high school, and I'm like, yeah, it's no big deal.
You don't think that's the coolest thing ever. You're the seventh best DB in high school?
Yeah, but there's other cooler...
In the country?
There's cooler things I've done.
I know. You won a national title.
Yeah, well, that's in my bio.
Yeah, people just don't care about bowling the same way, though.
I would.
That's nice of you, but they don't. I've been living with that my whole life. And
are you a national champion?
No, I'm not a national champion. No.
But your university won many.
We won two. We've won two in the previous 15 years.
But not when you were there.
Jonathan.
No.
Yeah. If you played high school baseball against Aaron Judge and you struck out Aaron Judge, would you not brag about that?
Oh, I would be bragging about that till I die.
You guys are giving me a lot to consider now. You guys are giving me a lot of the equivalent
here, right?
I know. I never thought about it that way. I honestly never did.
I think we're giving you a lot of pros here as to why you should be pimping that out.
I should be talking about it more.
Yes.
We should be...
I guarantee you...
I don't know if you need to talk about it more, but put it on your social media at least, maybe, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you told me in 10 minutes ago you wanted to talk about this way less.
The assassin strikes again.
That's the one directive you gave me is we need to talk about this way less than what we're talking about this.
No, but that's a big deal, dude.
All right. Let's talk about Donovan Mitchell. I'm too humble
Did
for this conversation,
Did you once beat him
one-on-one
or something?
I'm too humble for this conversation.
I feel like we got to bring Pete Weber on at some point to...
That would be lovely. We can talk about his daughter that I went to school with. We can have St. Charles, Missouri conversations. How do we do that?
We
can do a who do you think you are, I am off, if you want.
How do we do that? I think Keith just reaches out and gets him.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be particularly hard.
No. I mean, he's not...
What's he doing?
The hardest guest to get.
Because he's not Aaron Judge, I don't think it'd be particularly hard to book him.
I mean, he goes
exactly
home.
Why I don't need to put it in my Twitter profile.
He's either at the bowling alley or at home. I mean, where
what
else
do you think?
Be?
What do you think a harder thing to book would be? Aaron Judge or Pete Weber? I rest my case. You could have Pete Weber booked by the end of the hour, probably, if you tried hard
enough. I'm just going to go get another Pete Weber.
It's like that old Tom Brady commercial. All right, leave that there. Now, now you've humbled me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.